Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Kenji here from Asheville, and we want to welcome you to what appears to be a very strong, powerful 11-11 event today. And we are joining others who are also doing events to celebrate and attune into the 11-11 portal gateway. So let's get started. We're going to do a rather long interview, and we wish you to go get a bowl of fresh water to put by your side, because you're going to put your right hand into the bowl after you bless the water at the start of the activation. And this guidance was given to me by a very close friend. She just got this message to give to me about the bowl of water. And as you know, water has memory and has intelligence. So guess what you're going to do? You're going to program intentionally your container of water for this activation. How cool is that? And as you know, water represents your emotional body and represents divine flow. And water carries all these frequencies that you receive in these activations to the deep subatomic level of your body. So water is very important before and after listening to any activation or meditation or prayer. Okay, so let's get started. Happy 11-11 to all of you guys here. Can you already feel the heightened energies already? The energy is very high today. With all of the global meditations today, the energy for healing and manifestation is off the charts. So today we have a very, one of my favorite yearly events, the 11-11 Portal Gateway. We have a very interesting activation to present to all of you that will reach globally and also into the cosmos. So invite your pets to attend. I'm sure they will enjoy this. And by the way, your intention can also be for all of you that have listened to my other 11-11 Portal Gateway events going back to, I don't know how many years ago, create the intention that this 11-11 is building upon all the others that you have listened to. So we'll make it really powerful, really powerful. And actually do that with a lot of things in your life. When you do and listen, present, receive the same kind of meditations, activations that you've done before or have received before, create the cumulative effect because each builds upon the other. Okay. Our focus is going to be on another perspective of womb healing, the healing of your belly button area in your body, very important, the healing of your relationship with mom and dad, the healing of your reproductive organs, very important, and the healing of your sacral chakra and associated meridians, organs, and endocrine glands. Your endocrine glands associated with your sacral center are your reproductive organs. Time has come for all of us to get our act together and to heal our wounded, our wounded womb space, our wounded sacral center, so that the base and solar plexus chakras can come together and reunite. So that would be the reuniting of your lower chakra points. Much damage has been inflicted upon your sacral chakra, most of you, majority of people in America. Early childhood wounding, birthing trauma, in utero trauma, many levels of abuse early on. You can relate to that. Carry over from past lives, even. And think about, where is your emotional wounding in relationship to your body? Your mind-body connection, your sacral center, is where you define and frame your intimate relationships and the relationship with your parents. So these are relationships with significant others, your spouses, maybe your initial love relationship that went south, but any level of intimate relationships that you had, including with your pets as well. So affects your sacral center. We will take a very deep dive into the power of the double 11. The will ray will be very prominent in this activation. That's ray one. We have many rays from creation, and we will work with them today, but primarily the first ray, the will ray. 11 is, as you know, also a master number and represents synchronicity, new beginnings, inspiration, illumination, and spiritual enlightenment. It is also an angel number of communication. We have invited Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Isis, and Mary Magdalene into this activation to support you in your healing journey. So we will have a lot of spiritual and emotional assistance. And of course, again, your pets are always welcome to attend. We will ask you to invite the soul of your mother and father or your primary caregivers into this activation so that they can also receive the awareness and the healing. Okay. So what we're going to do before we actually get into the activation is to get a bowl of clean water and place the bowl of water beside you, and place your, if you're right-handed, place your right hand or fingers into the bowl. If you're left-handed, just the opposite. As we start the activation, and as you do this, bless the water with your spirit. Ask your I am to come into the vibrations of the water as well, and any healing angels that you relate to. And keep your fingers or your hands in the bowl for the entirety of the activation. And at the end, in your own way, give thanks to the water element for this divine blessing. The womb is a watery abyss. Water, this is that little channeled note from my friend. The womb is a watery abyss. Water, which is intelligent and has memory, is the perfect element to reprogram and or deprogram patterns for healing. Have a good one. Signed by me and the team. All right. So, the activation will start approximately 9 minutes into the recording. So if you're wearing glasses, you may take your glasses off. Make sure your shoes are off. And make sure your spine is very comfortable. You can lie down. You can sit yoga style. You can sit up against a wall. Be in your chair, your lounger, whatever is most comfortable. And especially for this, feel free to zone out, as most of you do anyway. And as always, we always call you back when it's time to return. Okay, so let's do this, because there's been a lot of energies created today on many, many levels. Shrug your shoulders. Shrug your shoulders up to your ears and hold that tension there for about 10 seconds. Just really shrug your shoulders up there. And then just allow a deep relaxation of your shoulders, literally dropping to the floor. And let's do it again. Bring your shoulders up to your ears. Shrug your shoulders. Tighten them up really tight. Take a deep breath in. And then relax, dropping the shoulders. Take a deep exhale. And let's do it one more time. Tightening up the shoulders, up to the ears. You might even want to clench your jaw. Don't bite your tongue, though. And then as you exhale, relax your TMJ. Relax the shoulders. Let them drop to the floor. And we're going to do the same thing with the hands. So make a fist with both hands. Tighten it up like you're going to punch somebody in the face. Just really get into it. Tight, tight, tight. And take a deep breath. And as you exhale, relax all the fingers in your hands. You can gently shake off your hands if you want. Let's do it one more time. Really make tight fists, both hands. Actually, tighten up your whole arm. Breathe in. And as you gently exhale, relax. Relax everything. Let the energies of relaxation begin to initiate through your body. Let's do it one more time. And if people come to mind as you do this, that is very relevant. Tighten up, tighten up. Deep breath. Exhale. Relax all the fingers. Gently shake out your hands and your wrists. And then we're going to do one more without straining your calf muscles. You're going to tighten up your toes. Tighten them up. Squeeze the toes. Get that tension going in the toes. Deep breath. Exhale, relax the toes. Feel the energy beginning to circulate in your spine. Let's do it again. Tighten up your toes without straining your calf muscles. Deep breath. Slowly exhaling, relaxing the toes. If anybody comes to mind, that is relevant. One more time. Deep breath in. Really tighten up the toes. Keep your calves relaxed. And slowly exhale out all the air. Relaxing your toes. Relaxing the ankles. Regrounding with the new earth. Okay, now put your hand in the bowl of water. And as you do this, call forth your spirit. Call forth your I am to bless the water. Asking the water elemental to be in the bowl with your hand and the angel of communication. And position your arm so that you can keep your hand relaxed in the bowl of water for the entirety of the activation. And then when we are finished, you can slowly remove your hands, gently shake off the water, put your wet hand in the hand of your other hand, and sit in meditation for a few minutes after we end the call. It is always good to allow a little bit of quiet time after the activation so you can really feel in your body what is occurring. All right. Bring your focus to the here and now. Inwardly intend, I am here, I am now, I am. I am fully present with the energies that are being presented today. I am here. I am now. I am. And I raise my awareness to the fifth dimensional Christ grid matrix of the new earth as I instinctively, intuitively disconnect for my pain body, my emotional body, my intellect, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, and the collective astral plane, and the fourth dimension. As well as any negative side effects from what we call negative technology. And as you do this, your spirit is going to begin to come into this space. The room that you are in with your body, with your pets. All right, invoke the four pillars of light in the four corners of your home. Archangel vibrations of many different levels. Forever changing pillars of light. Actually, we're going to call in 11 pillars of light today. So besides the usual four, we're going to have an additional 7. So they will be placed, as you allow, in the parameters of your home or your property where you live, but may also include your workspace. That may be different from your home space. Around your automobiles, your modes of transportation, including any bicycles, motorcycles, etc., all modes of transportation. And as you begin to let go of your to-do lists, let go of the world, feel as if the world, as you know it, is fading. It's fading away. Like it's phasing out of focus. And you're taking your new focus now and bringing it to the fifth dimension and above. Bring it to the 1111 Stargate portal. We're going to ask your inner child to come forth and be present for this activation. And the spirit of your mom and your dad or your primary caregivers. So it could be more than one, depending upon how you were raised. We call forth together. We're calling forth and creating together a very sacred space that is free of all levels of interference. A space where only love exists, where only oneness exists, where only the pure light of God, your I am, is in this now moment. Give permission for your body and your sacral chakra and your belly button area, your reproductive organs, to feel completely free to open up and receive. So you can give this message to your body deva or your body elemental or your genetic entity or just simply your body. That here we have a very sacred and safe space, completely open up to bring forth for the final healing, healing of the womb space. We're going to call forth some masters and angelics whose specialty is removing attaching entities. Removing so-called perceived implants. Wayward earthbound entities. All hitchhikers, as we call them. They will be gently and graciously removed from your space as you allow. If you feel any resistance in the subconscious, just breathe. No worries. Just breathe and allow. Stay relaxed. Moving through a golden arc of light into the oneness through the Stargate. Now, within this realm, using your vivid imagination, which is real and creative, opening up your pineal gland and your throat chakra, your thyroids, for telepathic communication and for clear seeing. So as we move into this activation, see before you a doorway. What is symbolic of a doorway that leads into another realm, another dimension, another reality? And if you are ready, begin to move through this doorway. This is a Stargate. Onto a pathway of light. And this pathway goes through many dimensional levels, many realms of possibilities. And you're going to see before you, with your awareness in your light body, that your pathway is now going to split in several directions, and you're going to stand at the crossroads of where this split is, and you're going to meditate and be guided to go on one particular fork of this pathway. And when you feel guided, start to proceed on this pathway. This other pathway. And begin to feel now that you are beginning to be surrounded or accompanied by certain guides, be they angelics, ETs, masters, elementals, star beings. And they are comforting you. And they know where you are going. And so they're simply holding space for your ultimate healing of your womb space. Continue to travel on this pathway until you see what is like a clearing. And there's a spot, a power spot within this clearing that you're going to sit upon in meditation in your light body. Perhaps in full lotus, perhaps lying down, or perhaps sitting in a golden chair. You're going to be surrounded now by the guides they are creating for you. 11 openings into your subconscious, deep into your superconscious, deep into those realms that we call the shadow realms. And each one of these realms represent an emotional, physical experience that you've had in this lifetime or other lifetimes that are ready for healing. Regarding the healing of your sacral chakra, your womb space, your belly button, your emotional body, and your mental body. Simply be present. There's nothing to do. but be present and allow the guides to show you through these 11 openings. They may show you the relationship with your mother, which is primary as you come into this life. Your mother is primary, your primary connection to God in some sense, but definitely to the survival of your body upon the earth. And they're going to show you through your connection, through your cosmic umbilical cord, from your belly button to your mother, the spirit of your mother, that which you took on through the umbilical cord in not only in utero process of approximately 9 months, but also the birthing experience. And what happened immediately after your little body was born regarding if the umbilicus was cut too soon, thereby traumatizing your little body's connection with your mom as the first earth experience. Whatever is occurring emotionally, you are the voyager. You are the witness. Simply witness what is being given to you in recognition. The healing will naturally occur as you bring forth the blessings of whatever is coming forth. You may have picked up a lot of mom's emotional energy, her fears, her anxieties of giving birth, especially if you were child number one. All her worries, anxieties, fears, confusions, doubts, hesitations, what ifs, that may have impacted your physical body. And you also receive the unconditional love of your mother. Her excitement of giving birth to new life. Now, in this connection with mom can be reflected your whole soul agreement with your parents in regards to your life purpose and the lessons that you had decided to create for your wisdom. Stay in the now moment. Allow your belly button in your physical body to respond, to react to this activation, keeping that place in your body open. Feeling the energetic connection now, currently with mother. Simply allow whatever your physical body is going through, simply allow it. Now, allow this connection to continue until complete on the energetic levels. There may be some very deep unlayering that is required for the healing. And as you come to recognition and acceptance, and as you begin to bless all of those memories and experiences, your wisdom You're going to begin to bring back your wisdom and your power. The willpower, Ray One, divine will, the will of your I Am. The creation ray, the will ray. You can visualize it as a rose pink, a very crystalline, effervescent, illuminated, transparent rose pink, iridescent, crystalline. Bring your focus to your hand in the container of water for a moment. Stay in the zone. You are in many places at the same time. Now, let's tune in to Dad, Father, through the cosmic umbilical cord. And allow a very deep connection and communion with Father, with Dad. And you're going to begin to become aware of also Dad's anxieties and fears and worries, emotional states of being a father, especially for the first time. But also feeling His love for you and His caring and His desires for you. Allow opening into the subconscious of what has been held in regarding your relationship with Father. With the male, with the masculine. Be willing to feel any level of resistance on any level, be it psychological, energetic, emotional. Bring your awareness to the hand in the water for a moment, keeping your hands and fingers completely relaxed, allowing your hand to receive the water molecules through the skin into the body. We're going to call forth the presence of Mary, of both Marys, Kuan Yin, Isis, any aspect of Divine Mother that you relate to, the Divine Feminine. And for some of you, let's call forth the spirit of Grandma. The Grandma that you related to. And as these guides hold a very deep space of resurrection for you and your sacral chakra, in your womb space, go deep into what is called black light, the black light, which is the unmanifest. It is the unmanifest. It is the womb of the cosmic mother. And allow her, the black light, the cosmic black light, not the darkness, the cosmic black light, to begin to initiate in cooperation with your I Am a profound divine healing for body, mind, and emotions regarding all of the woundings that have affected your belly button, your reproductive organs, your sacral chakra, your nervous system, your endocrine system, your respiratory system, and even your bones. Bring your awareness again to your hand in the water, keeping your hand very relaxed and open. And as you sit in deep meditation upon your power spot, bring your awareness to the base chakra. And become aware of how the trauma that was held within the sacral chakra has affected your base chakra, your chakra of survival upon the earth plane, your relationship with humanity and the planet and the elementals. Notice how that trauma had, in past tense, affected your root chakra. Allowing whatever memories from the past to gently surface, blessing everything that comes forth in this activation. And now bringing awareness up to the solar plexus, your power center. And again, to call forth that which has been affected in this chakra from your sacral chakra. Your identity, not only with self, but with Prime Creator, solar plexus chakra, relationship with Source, relationship with your high self, your Amakua. And simply become aware of how your power center had, in past tense, been affected by the trauma held within your sacral chakra and your belly button. And how all of that has affected your heart center. In your cardiovascular system. You may begin with the help of the Divine Mothers that are here to now simply clear all that emotional held up energy within any of the chakras. With your blessings, now we're going to move to your belly button in your body, in your physical body, your little belly button, activating that belly button to full power, and you're going to feel now a reconnection with your parents. A reconnection of how you, pre-birth, wanted this relationship to be in this lifetime. So feel and imagine golden rays of light emanating from your belly button, going through the cosmic cords to your parents or your primary caregivers, healing all of the past discord, turmoil, conflicts, misunderstandings, healing what we will call all levels of abuse and punishment, neglect, abandonment, withdrawal. And you are allowing a healing of all anger that has taken place between all parties. The angers that were projected upon one another due to lack of understanding. And as you allow, now your past is coming into present time. And the future that was projected from these past imprints are now being vaporized. They are disappearing. So you are now recreating your future by healing your past, by staying in this present moment. That as you heal the so-called past, those projections into the future from those patterns are no longer. They are no longer. They are null and void. Staying in the present moment, we're going to bring the focus up to your cosmic third eye center, your Ajna center. Your light body. Still meditating upon your power spot. And through your Ajna center and your crown chakra and the base of your skull, envision, whether in physical form or etheric form, a perfect relationship with your parents and or primary caregivers of this lifetime. A perfected relationship on all levels, emotional, mental, energetic, spiritual, physical. Where you feel completely and unconditionally loved and accepted and recognized for who you are and what you are, and that you recognize them on the highest possible level for who and what they are. And as you begin to come to complete with this. And you are surrounded by the guides. Be with them for a moment in communion and prayer. And ask of them, what am I now ready to be aware of, to be conscious of, to know, to see, to receive? And as you come to completion with this level of communication, I'm going to thank your power spot, thanking the guides, thanking the 11 pillars of light, thanking divine mothers, and you're going to channel back to your physical etheric body this new energy that you have allowed to be created now in your healing. And you're going to begin to bring it back with you, moving through the different portals and dimensions and realities. Imagine that you are gently parachuting back to your physical body with all of the awareness from this activation and more. And you're coming back and settling in with your body with a renewed sense of accomplishment, of self-recognition. You're coming back to your body with renewed energy and vitality. With a greater sense of presence, focus, inspiration, joy. Checking in now with your inner child as you come back to the room. And perhaps you and your inner child could have a little talk later on tonight about the experience. Giving your inner child full permission to come up in present time, fully healed, fully awake, alive, alert, and present. Now, bringing your attention to your hand in the water. And as you are ready, you can slowly remove your hand from the water, thanking the water element for its blessings and its support in this activation. And taking your wet hand and putting it in your other hand to dry out. Also creating a circle, a closed circuit, of which this now water energy can move freely through your body, through your sacral chakra, through your reproductive organs, through your belly button. We're going to seal this activation with the light of the Christ, Divine Mother Consciousness, the Divine Black Light, the first ray energy of will, and allowing now through your four lower body system the reintegration of the white light with the black light at the heart center. Joyfully, both white and black re-emerging into the whole, into the oneness. As you allow your brain hemispheres to also now reintegrate, becoming one whole brain, corpus callosum, holding the beautiful integration of the white and the black lights in cosmic union. And take a deep breath from the very center of your brain. Take a deep breath and slowly focus the out breath all the way down through the brain, through the ventricles, down into the spinal column, all the way down to the base of your spine and your original 8 cells of creation. And begin to notice how now your original 8 cells of creation are reorganizing themselves into a more perfect synergetic balance of harmony. And thereby sending that vibration up the spinal column, up through the channels of the spine, back up into the third eye. Now refocus through the heart center, allowing your assemblage point to self-adjust, to reset and reposition itself. That's your still point. There are power points related to the physical body that are at least 17 in number, and they are not stationary power points, but they are self-adjusting power points related to the health of the body and the body's ability to hold cosmic awareness. So simply allow those power points that are connected to the work that we've done in this activation to activate and to deepen and to accelerate the healing and the integration, especially of your reproductive organs, your sacral chakra, and your belly button. Allow for any purging that may take place within the next 3 to 5 days. Remember to drink some extra water. And hold a state of gratitude for the next 3 to 5 days consciously. Not only to this beautiful 1111 Stargate, but to the guides, your higher self, your parents, your relatives, your family members, your lineage, if you will. So coming back to the body, very present, awake, alert, alive, renewed, refreshed, reset, rejuvenated, reinvigorated. And feel that joy bubbling up in your body. Your cells are coming alive through the power of joy. Love your body, fully accept your body, and then it can change if in divine divine right timing. So as you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Maybe gently stretch. Sip some water. And those of you that are wishing quiet time, you may log off this call now. And those of you that wish to perhaps share just a bit of your experience or your awarenesses, please feel free to do so. Let's allow for about another 20 seconds or so to fully come back and to open up the eyes. And so it is in all levels.